any other main street. It is changing. Stores come and they go, but the main streets are where we see our growth and the ability to thrive. And we need to be able to support them, and we have to have businesses that are open to do that. Some of our other local towns nearby don't always have buildings and that bustling sense of stores where you can go and purchase things. Some of our main streets are not thriving, so we certainly want to make sure that doesn't happen to Clinton or Flemington or any of our towns. We want to make sure that opportunities are available and people get to know about them. You know, certainly this event I only found out about over the weekend, and I really wanted to be able to feature it today at Houghton Hunterdon because it is a Hunterdon County event, and it certainly seems to support all the things that we try to do with this show, and that's basically try to bring awareness to what goes on in our own county. Sometimes when we live here, we don't partake in some of the things that if we were on vacation here, we would be the first one to make sure we will be at the parade or participating in the Fat Tuesday celebration tomorrow on the 28th. But sometimes when we're a resident, we just accept these things are going on, and we're not an active actively participating in those things. So thanks for listening to all that. We're going to do a break, and then we'll be back here at Houghton Hunterdon.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I thought last night was a very presidential speech.
Even some Republicans who are often critical of President Trump are giving him high marks for last night's address to a joint session of Congress, including Senator Marco Rubio.
I thought last night was the best speech I've seen him give, and I've been watching him now pretty closely for two years.
Many liking the more optimistic tone the president took than in some previous speeches.
I am asking all citizens to embrace this renewal of the American spirit.
A CBS poll finds people from both sides of the aisle thought the address was quite presidential. President Trump expected to postpone the expected signing of a revised executive order concerning immigration from seven Middle Eastern nations to replace that one suspended by a judge. He was going to sign it today. Reports are they've decided to put it off a few days to enjoy the positive reaction to last night's speech. This is USA Radio News.
Hey there, it's Angie. All right, great hair makes a huge difference in the way I feel about myself. I don't know about you, but you know, when I used to look in the mirror, I was really not happy at all with my hair. It was flat, it was damaged, I was cutting it shorter, I didn't like it at all. Now I love my hair. It's long, it's blonde. I just went to a family reunion and my family commented about my hair because it's obviously looking healthier. It just plain looks better. If you'd like to try Ovation, that's my secret, cell therapy by Ovation. And if you're a new customer, you can take advantage of a new customer discount. Go to ovationhair.com, ovationhair.com. Click on Angie Austin, Daybreak USA. And you know, I have to tell you, I have never been so happy to endorse a product because this works for me. And my favorite product is, again, the flagship cell therapy treatment by Ovation. If you can only try one product, try that one because it works for me and I know it'll work for you. OvationHair.com. Click on Angie Austin Daybreak USA for that introductory discount. OvationHair.com.
Another milestone's been crossed on Wall Street. And analysts say the latest record by the Dow Jones Industrial Average is all because of this guy.
I will be asking Congress to approve legislation that produces a $1 trillion investment in infrastructure of the United States.
The index crossing the 21,000 mark, it comes after the president's speech to Congress last night, in which he also outlined his plan for tax cuts for corporations. The Midwest could be getting some more severe weather today, and the death toll's growing from the tornadoes that touched down yesterday. Officials now say at least three people are dead from them, one in Perry County, Missouri, and one in South Ottawa, Illinois. A third person now confirmed to have been killed by a storm in Crossville, Illinois. Some of the severe weather today could also stretch into the Northeast and New England. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, this is USA Radio News.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 59 degrees. Humidity is at 93. Showers are expected with possible thunderstorms before 1 p.m., then isolated showers between 1 and 3. Showers and thunderstorms also likely after 3. We are looking at the possibility of a rainfall amount between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. Higher amounts are expected or are possible during the thunderstorms. Tonight, showers are likely mainly before midnight and mostly cloudy with a low of 42. Tomorrow, Thursday, will be mostly sunny with a high near 48, and Thursday night will be mostly clear with a low of 27. Friday, again, a chance of snow showers before 11 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers between 11 and noon. Friday night, a slight chance of rain and snow before 8 p.m. Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 37, and Sunday also mostly sunny with a high near 48. It is currently 12:07.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I am going to be talking about spiritual wellness. Now, I am a licensed professional counselor, my master's in counseling, and I'm licensed, I'm nationally certified, and you might say, why would a counselor talk about spirituality? Well, spirituality actually plays a huge role in good mental health. So with March being Spiritual Wellness Month, I thought it was a fantastic opportunity to talk about what is spiritual wellness, what is our spiritual health, and what our life might look like without it. Spiritual wellness and spirituality, I will say this, spirituality is, and oftentimes people do confuse the two things. It's not necessarily about being religious. There are many people who practice a religion who are not spiritual. There are many people who are spiritual who do not practice a religion. And the practice of a religion is, hopefully, I will use that word, it hopefully offers a person the discipline needed to reach spirituality. The discipline needed to reach spirituality. Practicing a religion in and of itself does not equate spirituality. Okay, but it offers the practice or the discipline, because sometimes religion can be very disciplined, the disciplined actions to reach a state of spiritual wellness. So with March being spiritual, and for those of you that might, today is Ash Wednesday, and so it's the beginning of Lent for Christians, which is a time of reflection and spiritual growth. It's not just about giving up sugar, which oftentimes what people do is they give up sugar or they give up dessert or they give up something, or they say this is a great time for me to stop smoking, or which is great. at the same time, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the development of a spiritual practice or a spiritual life or spiritual wellness. So it is at times, spiritual wellness month, to gain some awareness in terms of values and beliefs that provide a purpose in our life. And oftentimes that's what spirituality is. It's about the sense of purpose. I also talk to my clients about spirituality as a sense of connection. So when we think of spirits, we don't think of something that we can see that's tangible. We can have team spirit and school spirit and country spirit and family spirit, and that kind of term, using spirit in that way, is sort of that sense of connection, motivation, excitement. You know, when we have teamwork, that sense of spirituality, we're working towards the same purpose, we have a goal, we have a sense of hope, we're going to get out there, we're going to win on the field, we're going to get the task done. There's a sense of that connection, connecting ourselves to a purpose, connecting ourselves to other people. And that whole process of spiritual well-being is also about connection. And so I say it's the way I feel connected to myself. So on a mental health basis, sense of self-purpose, self-awareness, being connected to myself, being connected to people around me, the people that are my family, my friends. How connected am I with them? How intimate am I in terms of sharing my feelings and my emotions with another human being? And connected to nature, the universe, to my higher power, to the God of my understanding. So those are all ways that we can have a sense of spiritual wellness or spiritual connection. And so it is an integrating of ourselves and our beliefs and our values with action towards bettering ourselves and the world around us. And so that I think is a good description of what spirituality is and what it looks like. Are there signs that someone may be, the word I'm looking for, spiritually empty, spiritually dry? That might be another way to look at it. Spiritually empty. Well, there are actually symptoms of feeling spiritually empty or devoid or lacking any type of spiritual connection, not feeling connected. Of course, feeling very depressed can be part of that, and it can lead to that. So one of the signs that you're feeling spiritually dry is that you are feeling empty, weary, depressed, unconnected, not feeling fulfilled. A lot of times we might even talk about it as feeling burnt out. Just not connecting. And that sense of emptiness, oftentimes we work at filling it with other things. We will, because it's painful. That sense of being empty is very painful. It's an empty heartache. And so we will fill it. We fill it with things from the outside. We fill it with food. We fill it with alcohol. We fill it with drugs. We fill it with TV. We fill it with gaming. We fill it with shopping. We fill it with anxiety. We fill it with depression. Okay, so we work at feeling that sense of emptiness with the way we interact with other people or don't interact with other people, our negativity. And it's sort of a dark, empty place. I mean, empty is one of the best ways to describe it. Just empty. Soulless. going through the motions of life. So oftentimes when we're feeling that sense of empty, we're not motivated by anything. We have a sort of this inner sense of reluctance or resistance. Everything feels like a duty or an obligation. I'm not doing it because I have a sense of passion about it. I'm doing whatever I'm doing just because I have to. I don't really want to go to work. I just have to because I have to pay my bills. I don't like what I'm doing. What is that? I need your, you've seen that commercial? I need your password. I need your password. I hate my job one. Yeah, there's that sense of I'm there out of duty. I'm not there because I have a sense of passion about what I'm doing. I'm not feeling motivated. Even if it's a feeling that I have a duty towards God, okay, it's a sense of duty. I'm doing it. I feel obligated to it. Rather than I'm feeling passionate and impassioned, encouraged by it. And for those people that do practice a faith, there's no joy in it. I'm doing it again out of duty. I'm not walking away from going to a church service or a synagogue service or any type of religious service feeling uplifted, feeling like I want more. I come away feeling like, well, I got that out of the way. Okay, got that obligation out of the way. Check that off. Okay. Oftentimes when we are feeling spiritually dry, we can in fact feel disconnected from God. We can feel disconnected from the universe. We can feel disconnected from nature. We don't have that sense of awe when looking at a beautiful sunset or sunrise. It feels distant, unmotivating. And it makes us feel like our life is in a rut. Again, just going through the motions. It's kind of an exercise of life. Not really into it. Just showing up because I have to. And if all said and done, what I'd really rather do is just lay in bed and watch TV. Because there's nothing exciting about life. There's nothing to contribute to. I'm not passionate about anything. I'm biding my time until I die. And then frankly, that's really, really scary because there's nothing left. So I take the time that I have and I fill it with negative thinking. What's the use? Why try? Just doing it anyway, just because, you know, I have to. There's no sense of peace or joy. It's just negative thinking. Downcast. It's destructive. It's depressing. Our emotions are dark, heavy. A lot of times I see clients who are struggling with this. And yes, we do call it depression. Nothing motivates them. They want to sleep all the time. They may be in a deep state of grief. They feel burnt out, used up, disconnected. What's the use? Does this sound familiar? So, yes, spiritual wellness. This is not spiritual wellness when we are in that in that mode, in that state of being. So, oh, that sounds really heavy. I'm going to take a commercial break, and I'm going to come back and talk about what spiritual wellness looks like. And I'm going to also talk about some of the things that we can do to gain spiritual wellness. So I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor and your host of Counselor's Chat.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I am talking to you about spirituality as March is Spiritual Wellness Month. And today is March 1st. Today is the first day of Lent for Christians. Practicing Christians would be Ash Wednesday. And sometimes it can be the opportunity to start practicing spiritual health. So I kind of went through what spiritual dryness looks like. It's emptiness, loss of meaning, apathy, conflicting values, feeling anxiety, depression. It's pretty depressing. It is. Self-judgment, self-condemnation, lack of motivation. But spiritual health, spiritual wellness, actually looks hopeful. It provides us with a positive outlook on life. We can actually practice forgiveness, forgiving others, and more importantly, even forgiving ourselves. Positive thoughts, self-acceptance, sense of meaning, a sense of purpose and motivation, clear values, a sense of worth, good self-esteem. Oftentimes, it can be combined with things like worship and prayer and meditation. One of the things that I say to clients, you know, we talk about prayer and meditation. People say, oh, I don't believe in God. Prayer and meditation is an interesting thing because meditation is about quieting the mind. In the process of quieting the mind, sometimes we can hear a small voice, that still small voice. My life has been crazy, it's been hectic. I'm doing some meditation, and I hear this voice that says, look for a new job. You're not happy in your job. Look for a new job. And then I say, well, I don't know where to look. I know I need to look for a new job. Where do I go? I don't even know what I want to do. And I get quiet and I think about it. Just get quiet. Oh, maybe you can go to, I'll just say, Raritan Valley Community College and talk to a career counselor. Okay. One of the things that it's important to recognize is I'm having a conversation with myself, maybe, with my higher power, maybe. But meditation is about getting quiet and listening and hearing a voice. Could be my own voice, could be my higher power's voice, could be God's voice. I'm not going to say what it is for you. But it is about getting quiet and listening and having a conversation. And the prayer is the conversation part. The prayer is the asking. I'm not sure what direction I want to take in my life. I'm looking for something to be passionate about. I get quiet and I meditate on it. So prayer does not mean that I am getting on my hands and knees and putting my hands in a prayer position and stating and repeating a prayer that I learned in a place of worship. Prayer is about having a conversation with my spiritual self, my spiritual side, the part of me that connects. So it's a different way of thinking about it. And that's when I say, you know, going to a place of worship, it can often be a place that teaches us how to pray and meditate. And we then work that into our life so that we can develop a healthier relationship with ourselves and with others. It also helps us define our values. If I don't know what I value, you know, that's the thing. I take care of things that I value. If I value who I am, I will take care of me. If I value you, I will take care of and nurture my relationship with you. If I value my neighborhood, my property, if I value the earth, if I value the creatures of the earth, okay, I will take care of them. I will be mindful of them. I will do something for them that is going to be healthy, that's going to promote positive outlook, okay, meaning, purpose. I know I've been watching, I don't know if some of you may have seen this on Facebook, there's a giraffe named April, and she is going to be, I guess, giraffe's foal, I guess, I would think. Anyway, she's going to be giving birth to her offspring, and it's on Facebook, so you can watch. And then they took it down for a little bit because some people protested saying, oh, this is not right, whatever, whatever. But it seems to be back on, and I think it's a very exciting thing. It's like also on Facebook, every once in a while you see eagles nesting, you know, when you're watching the chicks hatch. And that's exciting, and that's connecting. It's like, wow, look at that. Miracle of life. That's incredible how that happens. It's spring. I walked in and I noticed little, beautiful little white flowers, snow, I can't think of the word of them, and the daffodils are beginning to come up, and wow, trees are beginning to show little bitty buds on them, and it's just March 1st, and that's a sense of spiritual connection. That's part of what we can do. That's what it looks like. It's very important for our well-being. It's very important, spirituality. We are a combination of physical self. Okay, so physically, I have to take care of myself. What I eat, sleep, exercise. Okay, so there's my physical well-being. Then I have an intellect. So my intellect, I need to educate, learn how to read and write and sort things out and think things through and be logical about things. How to manage my day-to-day life, my finances, and take care of my car and stuff. Where's my emotional life? So it's what I do with my emotions. How do I handle my anger, my sadness? My joy, my fears. How do I handle them? What do I do with them? And there is my spiritual life, my passion and my hope and my values. So you hear how that works. When we connect with another human being, okay, my relational life, it comes from both connecting from that point of spirituality, I feel connected. It comes from that point of emotion, I really enjoy being with this person. I love this person. I like this person. My logic. Okay, so I observe what this person is doing, and I say, oh, this person is making some good choices in their life. Or I might look at this person and say, I'm not sure about the choices this person's making in their life, and maybe I need to reconsider, which is why I have logic. Okay, so these things are really important. So how to improve our spiritual health? Because we can improve on anything, right? I can improve my physical health, my emotional health. I can improve my logic, my cognition. And yes, there are steps to improve my spiritual health. And it doesn't mean that I go to church or synagogue or temple. It doesn't mean that I necessarily do that. It generally starts off with just learning how to be quiet. Learning how to be quiet. It's a good place to start. As I was saying, prayer and meditation, okay, when I get quiet, I often begin to hear that small, still voice that's difficult to hear above the chaos and confusion of our frantic lifestyle. That's why it's important to set aside some time for solitude. Turn off the gadgets. Turn off the TV. Turn things off. Go for a walk. Sit on a park bench. Sit on your back deck or back porch or go to a park. Be quiet. go to a church. A lot of times churches and things are open during the day. Just go sit. Sit and be quiet. And listen. Be open. Okay, there's that positive aspect. Be open to spirituality. Spiritual experiences often come in unexpected forms. They can surprise us. It's like saying, watching that little baby giraffe. Wow, that's really fantastic. Getting involved in something that is going to promote wellness or health. Volunteering at something. I might go, yeah, well, I'm not going to make a difference. Well, if I think I'm going to make a global difference, I don't know about that. But you know what? If I make a difference in one person's life, then my life has had purpose. My life has had meaning. If I make positive difference in the life of my children, my life has meaning. My siblings, my parents, my friends, my community, my neighborhood. Okay? So when I'm open to the possibilities of this, okay, I'm fostering a non-judgmental attitude and being open towards the possibility of a sense of passion about something. It may mean that I want to be a little inquisitive, a little curious. When I'm inquisitive and I'm curious, I begin to increase my options and grow my potential for being spiritual. You know, that road less traveled, I'm going to take it. Several months ago, my husband and I took a long weekend, which is, actually was a full week. We don't usually take a full week vacation. We tend to take a long weekend, but we went down to, it's called Atlantic Beach, North Carolina. It's a barrier island. And I don't know, we were going to go for grab something to eat for lunch really quick. There was a Chinese restaurant, and we went in and got a couple of egg rolls, you know, no big deal. And we see one of those signs, a little history sign on the side of the parking lot. You know, what in the world is that? And we went and investigated. We were inquisitive and curious. And we discovered that it was a route taken by Union soldiers to set up armaments against a fort that we had actually visited earlier that day. And it was a path. So we walked down this path, and we're walking, and it got dark, and it was muddy and mucky, and we walked and we walked. And all of a sudden it opened up onto the bay side of the island. And the sun was setting, and the reeds and the clams and the mussels and the, it was just, it was magnificent. The pinks and the purples and the hues of the sunset over the dark blue water. So we were curious. We took a path. We ended up in this place that was just magnificent. It was like a painting. There was an island that had some kind of barn on it. It was just an island, small, had a barn on it that was kind of falling apart. It looked like a painting. And it was very moving. And the birds flying overhead, okay? We were inquisitive. It was uplifting. Okay? So sometimes we have to do that. We have to be a little inquisitive and a little curious and take a path that maybe we wouldn't normally take, but there it is. And let's see what happens. So I'm going to take another little commercial break, and I'm going to continue to talk about developing some of our spiritual wellness and celebrating. March is Spiritual Wellness Month. I'm Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back in just a few moments.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I'm talking about spiritual wellness as March is Spiritual Wellness Month. And I started off talking about what being devoid of spirituality looks like. That sense of emptiness, anxiety, loss of meaning, self-judgment, dark place, apathy, conflicting values, depressed. And I'm also talking about some things to do to improve your spiritual health, such as being quiet, being open to spiritual opportunities and experiences, being curious and inquisitive, trying new things, not shutting the door on things. Maybe giving yourself even a retreat. I suggest that sometimes to clients. Go to bed and breakfast for a weekend, even by yourself. Just go for one night. Or sometimes even convents or monasteries will offer, and it doesn't mean that you even have to belong to any kind of religious anything, but they can offer a retreat just to go and be quiet, to meditate, practice yoga, do some deep breathing. One of the things about developing spiritual wellness, believe it or not, is about being receptive to pain and grief. And it sounds really strange, receptive to it, accepting it. It actually can help us focus on bigger questions in our life and can lead to healing. Our life without pain often leads to shallow experiences, believe it or not. Because our pain can be teaching us something. We can ask, what is my pain trying to teach me? What am I having to let go of and grieve? Grieve that loss. A relationship, for example, that is spiritually dead. It's empty. It's depressing. There's no life to it. Maybe it's time to get a divorce, and I need to accept that we are just not going to move forward, and that our relationship has died. I need to go through that sense of grief over the loss. I need to feel the pain to move forward. It would be a good opportunity to then seek out counseling and be with someone who is knowledgeable about pain and grief and loss to help you get through it so that you can get through to the other side and regain that sense of hope and passion and playfulness. Because yes, spiritual well-being does include playfulness. It can be spontaneous and enthusiastic and in celebration. It's when you make music and dance and laugh and sing. And sometimes we do need to allow ourselves to feel the pain, grieve our losses, and to heal that so that we can get to the aspect and parts of our lives where we are singing and dancing and laughing and feeling playful and passionate about something. Now, some of you may know about a labyrinth, some of you may not. Now, a labyrinth or a labyrinth, depends on how you want to pronounce it, is a tool that's used in terms of a practice of spirituality. A labyrinth is something that was created during the medieval times, and it is often a circle. The circle is very interesting. Carl Jung, who is a theorist, Jungian, if any of you know that, he talks about mandalas, and mandalas are also circular in nature, and we now say, oh, I'm going to go get a coloring book, and it has mandalas, and they're circular, and I color them, and it's actually a spiritual practice. I'm focusing on this and the colors I pick, and I actually have an app that's a mandala, and I could pick different circles of many different shapes and things in them, and I could pick different colors, and it's a meditative practice. I tell clients that I'm going to take a plate and draw a circle, and I want you to color and draw things in the circle. Buddhists have sand art. You may know something about that, where they spend hours making this beautiful art out of sand. It's a mandala. It's circular. And then they just blow it away or let the wind blow it away. It's a meditative practice. And that circle is really an important thing. Everything, many things in life, our faces are circular, our eyes are circular, our mouths are circular. Our world is circular, the moon is circular, the sun. So there's a very connective aspect towards the circle. Okay, Indians, they have the dream catchers. They're circular. Okay, it's very interesting how that circle, okay, is throughout different cultures. It's a pattern. So back to the labyrinth. A labyrinth is a walk. And a lot of times churches or retreat centers or sometimes even again, like I said, monasteries or something, they may have this labyrinth. Now, it kind of looks like a maze when you look at it, but it really isn't. It's a walk. And you walk up and around just quietly. There's no talking. You just walk. It's following the path. You get to the center, and then you walk out. And you follow a different path out. It could take 15 minutes. And it's just a path. It's an ancient symbol that relates to wholeness because the circle is a symbol of wholeness because it's complete. There's no beginning and there's no end. It's a circle. It's complete. So it is a spiritual practice, doing a labyrinth walk. So you might want to look into some place. Sometimes even local parks may even have, what in the world is that thing over there? It's just kind of a pretty design. It's not. It's a labyrinth. It's circular. So you might want to ask yourself some questions. And the way you answer them can also give you a clue about your own spiritual well-being, such as, what gives your life meaning and purpose? What are you excited by? It might be seeing a baby's face, taking care of kittens, working in your garden, painting a room, volunteering somewhere. The job that you've chosen, the career you've chosen, because some people have jobs and they don't feel, this doesn't really feel like I'm doing anything worthwhile. It's not really what I want to do. And hopefully you do find a job that does create sort of that sense of purpose for you. We may not, but that doesn't mean that we can't have something outside of our job that gives us a sense of purpose. So, yeah, maybe I'm pumping gas, but when I'm not pumping gas, I'm volunteering at the school as a soccer coach. Okay, or I might be working in a factory during the day, or maybe even have a night shift, but during the day, I have the opportunity to go for hikes. I'm working with a group of people that are cleaning up a brook, that are picking up garbage along the side of the road. There's many areas where we can have purpose. Ask yourself, what gives you hope? What gives you hope? Well, when we have negative thinking, generally we're feeling hopeless. Hope is interesting because a lot of times we confuse hope and expectations. And expectations mean definitely something's going to happen. I definitely expect something is going to happen that might be positive. I expect that I'm going to see my husband tonight when we both get home from work. That's an expectation. There's a sense of assuredness about it. Hope, on the other hand, I'm not too clear on the outcome, but I know of the possibility. So I hope when I see my husband that he had a good day at work and he's feeling positive. I hope the traffic when my drive home from work is not going to be too heavy. Look it, you don't know, for those of you that might not be here in Hunterdon County, we started off this morning with rain and thunder. I hope the sun comes out and here it is streaming in through the windows. So hope. How do we get through tough times? What do you do? How do you find comfort? It may be just having a cup of tea and being quiet, listening to music, lighting a candle, doing that prayer and meditation. Ask yourself, what are your three most memorable experiences? And when I say memorable, I mean uplifting. Sure. I can remember when my first husband said he didn't want to be married anymore. That is not what I'm talking about. I am talking about the first time I've been very fortunate. I've had my grandfather when he was alive, lived in Phoenix. I have an aunt who lives in California. I had the opportunity to go out west many times. I actually lived in LA for a while. One of my most memorable experiences is taking a helicopter ride into the Grand Canyon. Now, when I took a helicopter ride into the Grand Canyon when I was 17, the helicopters were allowed to fly down into the canyon. They can't do that anymore. They can only fly around the top because the sound of the propellers disturbed too much of the soil and the rocks and whatnot and was creating some landslides, not major ones, but just enough that they said, let's not do that. But I did have that opportunity. And that is an experience that I would see as one of my most memorable. Flying down and around into the Grand Canyon, coming up against the wall and flying straight up. Very powerful experience for me. So that would be one of my, and I have quite a few, actually. I described just taking that walk and coming across that beautiful spot there, that bay down in Atlantic Beach, North Carolina. Maybe you do belong to a religious community. Ask yourself, how connected are you with this group? Are you part of any of the, do you just go and worship and go home? Or are you part of the choir, the women's group, the youth group? Where I go to church, they have many different outreach programs where they're helping people in need. They have Laundry Monday, where you go on Monday and you actually go to the laundromat and you pay for people's laundry supplies, and you're there and you talk with them and you help fold laundry and you just participate. You don't have to preach. It's just saying, you know what? A lot of times people who don't have their own washing machine and dryer are struggling in some way, financially most likely, and so you're there to just sort of be part of. Partake. Be part of a soup kitchen. There's so many things. Okay? So a lot of times a church may have a soup kitchen. Am I part of that? Or my local food pantry, am I part of that? Okay? And sometimes my religious community, my church, can say, you know what, one of the things that we do is we collect food for the food pantry. Church at one point had a lovely vegetable garden specifically to get fresh fruit and vegetables for the food pantry. So you can be part of these different groups within your religious practice. Have you survived a loss of some type? And how did you get through it? You might want to do some journaling on that. Or you might want to describe a time when you felt comfortable and that all was right with the world. And you might want to also describe, this is good writing practice, a time when your life was filled with a sense of meaning, when you felt a sense of awe, a sense of purpose. Because sometimes we don't. Sometimes we do feel sort of empty. But we can look back and say, oh yeah, you know, when I was in high school and I was part of the choir, when I was on the team, I felt part of. We had a purpose. We can again find that purpose. So I hope this was helpful. Basically reached the end of my show. I love doing Counselor's Chat. I do feel for me that I do have a purpose in doing it, and that is to promote good mental health. Along with good mental health, spiritual wellness. Good mental health is so important to our physical lives, our relational lives, our emotional lives, our cognitive lives, and our spiritual lives. And licensed professional counselors, I'm not a social worker, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a psychologist, I'm a licensed professional counselor. My degree is in counseling. And I needed to learn about spirituality and ethics and values and emotional well-being. All of these things that a licensed professional counselor brings to the table is there to actually help you move beyond the depression and the anxiety and the addictions and the eating disorders and the obsessive compulsive disorders.